When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, places everybody. We're here for the recording of Hope Floats with Jack and Tanner. Take one. Let's go.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Why are we doing takes?
I don't know. I thought it would be a fun way to introduce it.
Okay.
We don't even sure. have... Yeah. Okay. Great.
We'll do takes. Yeah. Well, are we scrapping all the bad takes or...
Yeah, let's scrap all the bad takes for once.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It kind of frees me up to do whatever I want, huh?
Yeah. Unlike before
really,
where
like,
you've been
pull the,
completely
like,
restrained.
Ripcord. Yeah.
We should say it's the boys. It's the Strange Bedfellows. It's me, Jack. I'm Jack. You're Tanner.
I'm Tanner.
And we talk about romance, but lately
summer
we've been
Sandra.
Doing a little detour for the Summer of Sandra. Hashtag Summer of Mandra, taking it back from the Manosphere. Hashtag yep. Summer of Sundra, we both have boys. Hashtag Summer of Samdra.
They
there are
the
a surprising
episodes.
Amount of murders in these movies, and of course, hashtag Meatballs as well.
Hashtag Simple Plan, hashtag Speed 3, hashtag Release the Forestine Cut. And I guess we should say we watched Hope Floats this week.
Yeah.
We did a bunch of rad movies starring Sandra Bullock that were fun to watch, and then... Everyone was like, you should do Hope Floats. So we're doing it. And Jack sat me down before we started
And said, don't
said,
do this.
I have to be very well behaved. So I come at you under great duress and tell you that I enjoyed the movie very much.
Great. Perfect. Right out of the fucking gate. It's Hope Floats. It's a romance starring. It's a dramatic.
I thought it was great. I thought it made a lot of sense, and I thought all of Forest Whitaker's directing decisions were really intelligent,
good,
and cohesive.
Great. That's enough of that, and that's enough out of you. I'll tell you what is going to happen.
I'm saying I like the show, and I love the movie, and I love Forest Whitaker's directorial debut. I assume.
I will talk for the rest of the episode, and you will only speak when spoken to.
I'm saying I loved it!
When spoken to.
Under great duress.
I sat you down before we recorded. I was like, a lot of people really love this movie, so be careful with your salty takes if you have them. And then what have you done out of the gate? Nothing. And that's a rhetorical question. I'm not actually asking you. You're not being addressed. It's a rhetorical question. We watched Hope Floats this week. It's the Summer of Sandra. It's a romance back in the world of romance after a wild tour of space.
Yeah, well, a wild tour of...
And you know what's interesting?
A lot of different spaces, I would say, including space.
Gravity brings you down, but Hope floats.
Wow, that really bakes your noodle.
Yeah.
The movie stars Hope. We should do dramatic persona.
Okay, yes. Hope is in...
Sandra Bullock character's name is Hope.
Yeah.
And she floats.
Floats through life.
It's not really even true. They never really wink the title at you in this one.
She says it at the end. Well, we're going to talk about it. I actually have a lot of Hope Floats material
Let's
for this episode.
Let's talk about
The dramatis personae.
Sandra's in it.
President's daughter from Independence Day. We've already had Captain President from America's Independence Day, and now we have President Daughter from America's Independence Day is in this
That's one. The grandma?
No, the girl. The little girl.
Oh, Egg.
Is that what she's called? Birdie has a daughter.
That's what they call her in Arrested Development.
Yeah, you know what else she's in? Sarah pointed this out to me. One Fine Day. She's a daughter of everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Except in Arrested Development. in which case she's the girlfriend of the boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. That's too much for me to take on board. But so Sandra Bullock is in it. Captain America's daughter from Independence Day is in it.
Yeah. And Salman Rushdie?
Oh, should we do a Rushdie check?
Yeah.
Salman Rushdie, hello.
Hi.
The question is, what does truth mean? You may or may not know that the internet is full of completely nonsensical websites.
Quick Salman Rushdie check.
Nope. Not on the IMDb.
Salman Rushdie is not in this one.
Harry Connick Jr., who was having, like...
a bad face.
The hottest moment.
Oh, okay.
In the late 90s. Don't you remember when he was like... I remember as a kid, Harry Connick Jr. sort of being...
I thought he just played piano. So I was kind of surprised that he was in a film. Apparently he
was... I think he was on... Wasn't he on Friends?
Sandra Bullock... This is her first movie with her big production company that she sets up. This is her passion project.
We're not done with Dramatis Personae.
Okay.
Directed by, speaking of Captain America, it says writer Steven Rogers.
Wow. Okay.
So it was written by Captain America.
So that's probably why he wanted to have his daughter from Independence Day in it.
And then directed by Forest Whitaker.
It's directed by Forest Whitaker, and if I may finish the sentence, which actually was on topic, and Sandra chose, she said that she specifically requested Herrick Connie Jr. for the role of Harry Connick Jr. in this. Confusing.
Yes. We should say quickly, Forest Whitaker, okay. Great job directing this movie, and most famous for being Saw Gerrera in Rogue One.
That's not what he's most famous for.
Is it for directing this movie? Because
for being a
that
ninja?
Would be a shame.
Hey, what have I told you? What have I said to you? Both off mic and on. Now, is it you?
It was a good movie. I really enjoyed watching
order
it.
To
I really got
yourself. Stop it.
A lot out of it.
And a lot of people really love. This
eager
film.
To talk about it. Let's talk about the obvious. Is there any other people you want to talk about? That's it. It's sort of a bottle episode. Of
well,
a movie.
I want to talk
sort of
about
stuck in this creepy. Mansion the entire
I don't know
time.
If it's too early, but I do want to talk about Pennywise.
Where are they? Texas? It's such a confusing landscape. They're like
I'll
dirt
just
roads.
I'll let that sink in.
In the middle of town. That's right. I am remembering now,
what?
Having scrolled further down his IMDb page,
yeah,
that Forest Whitaker, in fact, actually has a full body of work before
yes.
he directed this. He was the last King of Scotland in The Last King of Scotland.
Okay.
Really
yeah, he was in the
film.
The Crying
really
Game.
Good.
Another great movie.
But then he was in that cool. What was that samurai movie called? God, that was so good. I gotta go back.
We can't
oh, here
say
it is.
That we can't read Forrest Whitaker's IMDb page. I don't think.
What do you mean? Why not? Is it like against the rules? Ghost Dog.
Yes. Should I watch that?
Can we watch that?
What I said is that I do want to talk about another character in this film who is not actually in it, but is skirts around the edges of every moment in this film. And that is, of course, Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah. Well, I think, and that's sort of like, they don't really focus on it, but I think that is sort of the threat of the title, is that Sandra Bullock's character, Hope,
yeah,
will float, because they all float. Like,
that's right.
Down here, they all float.
We all float down here.
We all float down here. Yes, we do.
And then at the end of the film, there's a little boy who's like carrying a red balloon, which is also
oh, yeah.
very Pennywise energy.
The little boy is sort of a menacing kind of presence. He's weird because he's always in costumes and being like in everyone's way.
Yeah.
But he's also incredibly sad if you just like stop to think about his like entire character's like story and being.
The whole movie is, on its own terms, quite sad.
Yeah, it hurts to watch. We should say, though, I want to say, while we're in Dramatis Personae, because we should introduce Sandra Bullock's character's real name. It wasn't Hope.
Birdie.
At the beginning of the film, she is on a talk show,
mm-hmm.
like Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
And her best friend has invited her on to admit that she's having an affair with her husband.
She thinks she's getting, Sandra thinks she's getting a makeover.
I really want her to hear me, you know?
Fair enough. Let's bring her out. Let's bring out your friend, Birdie. Come on out, Birdie. Give Birdie a big hug. Birdie, hi, Birdie. Yes. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm perfectly delightful, thank you.
Okay. Birdie, do you recognize the voice of the person sitting next to you?
Hi, Birdie. Connie?
My best friend, Connie?
Absolutely correct. Go ahead and take off your blindfold.
Don't do it. Oh, my God.
Birdie, Connie is your best friend?
She's my best friend.
And she told us that she loves you very much.
Yeah. I love you, too.
And the last thing that she wants to do is to hurt you in any way. Connie?
Birdie? Billy and I are having an affair. He doesn't love you anymore. He wants to marry me.
And right at the 1 minute and 54 second mark, they introduce Sandra Bullock, and I think by extension, sort of place our movie for next week and tie this in to the Bird Box universe as like a narrative squeakquel.
Yes.
Because her name is Birdie, she is wearing a blindfold.
And she starts off the film wearing a blindfold.
And
she's on a boat.
Played by Sandra Bullock.
She gets on a boat in the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of Bird Box energy from this. A lot of It energy.
A lot of It energy, yep. I would love to, and I have like, I had to go back to Michael's. I don't shop at Hobby Lobby, obviously. But I had to go back to Michael's this week and buy more red yarn because I was like,
okay.
There's a lot, this is rich with
Simple
Plan stuff, but... Mm-hmm. I am feeling the call of Bird Box more and more now.
Yeah.
And honestly, every time we go back to romance with Sandy, I get fucking burned, Jack.
Okay, that's so, absolutely very
and specifically. And I love this one. Sorry, I meant every time before
down.
This one. I
literally sat you down.
Yeah. I meant everyone before this one. This one was great. I love this one.
Okay,
Forrest Whitaker did such a good job. There was no weird like moments where the movie just like went into slow-mo for some reason.
That didn't happen. It's a beautiful movie and very sad.
Happened several times, and it was a beautiful director's choice.
Yeah,
know?
Forrest
Auteur.
Whitaker. Yeah. Very sad film. Everybody
Terribly
dies
sad.
In the movie that matters.
Sandra Bullock does an accent.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock does an accent. Let's say
I don't know.
Film.
She's pretty good at it. Jamie looked her up. She's from Virginia. So
let me
I guess
say
that's
film.
Sort of a place where you can
She lives in New Orleans.
Southern. It's not New Orleans, is it?
That's where she lives. I want to say the movie. She goes on Ricky Lake, and her best friend has tricked her onto Ricky Lake to tell her that she is cheating on her with her husband, and her husband is also there. And it's pretty humiliating.
Yeah, it sucks for her, and it sucks even more because her daughter's in the audience, and that's sort of the first like crushing, just like body blow that Forrest delivers to you. Forrest and Captain America deliver to you is the... As Sandra Bullock's life is collapsing down around her and everyone is sort of hooting and hollering, she looks out to the crowd and sees her daughter in tears.
Have you been sleeping with him?
Well, yeah.
Actually, Connie told us that she had sex with your husband, Bill, in your home on your living room floor. I want to hear what Bill has to say. How about you? You want to hear from Bill? All right. Let's bring Bill in. Come on in, Bill. Join us, won't you?
And
so that one hurt. Thank
the daughter
you, Forrest. Thank you,
wants
America.
Doesn't get that the daddy is a baddie, and she spends the whole time being like, "Why can't I live with daddy?" They go back to Texas with her like weird taxidermy mom.
Her mom's pretty bizarre. Don't worry, she dies.
Okay. I wanted to introduce that with a little bit more emotional heft a little bit later on in the story. Do you think we could take all right?
Okay, take two. We're gonna cut that.
We have to go
two,
all the way back to the beginning.
Take two, yes. Take two. Thanks
Do I have
for
to be nicer about
start.
The movie? This I thought I was pretty nice about the movie
this
that
is,
time. Any
take
notes?
Two, it's the Strange Bedfellows with Jack and Tanner. We're gonna start from the beginning.
Any notes for me?
Be nicer about the movie and
I
be.
I thought I was really nice about
be
it.
Be sadder when we get to the mom part. Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to The Strange Bedfellows. This week we're talking about a Sandra Bullock movie. It's The Summer of Sandra, hashtag
Meatballs. I would call it a Forrest Whitaker movie more than anything. He directed
it. Oh, interesting.
You know that? And it was actually written by Steve Rogers.
Captain America. And Forrest did Ghost Dog, right?
Yeah, Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, 1999.
Great movie, yeah.
The year after this.
Yeah, oh, wow, very interesting.
So he's like, I tried my hand at directing. I'm going to go and start to like star in some pretty cool shit. Really smart decision, Forrest.
The film, of course, is called Hope Floats. And you know what else floats? We all float down here, don't we? And what about Pennywise?
Oh, you're seeing a lot of It parallels.
And It, of course, is not the only horror parallels Bird that Box. Forrest has baked into this. It's Bird Box as well.
Her name is Birdie. She doesn't accent the whole time.
2 minute mark.
Harry Connick Jr. doesn't accent the whole time. I think let's talk about just quickly. I guess we could do it. I'm going to quickly just Google.
Okay, perfect.
I have to Google to see if we have some kind of setup. Harry Connick Jr. Hope.
Could I say the movie while you're Googling having you? Okay, so
this guy still looks good.
She goes on Ricky Lake. Her best friend and husband dump her in public. She has to go back to Texas with her daughter, who doesn't want to go with her. She lives with her mom, who is a kind of a strange, but, you know, quirky in a nice way, taxidermy lady. And Sandra is a mess, and she can't get her shit together. And she's so sad. So sad. And the mom is fine still at this point. And nothing bad has happened to her. She seems young and she seems fine. But Harry Connick Jr. Fixes stuff.
I heard you say the mom was fine at some point, and I was like, well, that he's just kind of like, he's blowing it.
Okay,
there,
everybody, striking the set. Everybody ready for take three. We don't have a lot of time. It's very expensive to
that
film
one
this.
That was on me. I'm sorry.
Take three, Hope Floats with Jack Shepard and Tanner Greenring. Remember, be nice about the movie and don't be weird about the mom dying. Be cool about it and be emotional about it. Hello, Strange Bedfellows. I'm Jack Shepard, your Tanner Greenring. Pennywise is in this one. Harry Connick Jr., of course, and also it's Bird Box. What happens? Well, Forrest Whitaker, Ghost Dog.
We are not pleased about this.
Okay.
I would say we come at this with an attitude of kind of like dispassionate.
Yeah.
Kind of like begrudging duty, like a sense of duty.
Yeah.
Like, this is our training. This is what we came up doing. This is what our fathers did. This is what our fathers' fathers did.
Yeah, Bingus Butchers.
I would never ask to be a Bingus Butcher.
No, me neither. It's just, I always knew I would be.
Let me send you, so Harry Connick Jr.'s in this one.
Yeah.
I'm sort of wishy-washy on whether I'm hashtag swoon on him. Sometimes it was like, wow, this guy's like sort of weird looking, but kind of good looking.
No, well, as I said earlier, I think he was just having a bad face day in this one.
He's having a bad face. Maybe it's the cowboy hat. Maybe it like tips the like shape of his face in a weird way. Really good looking dude. Wearing tight blue jeans the entire movie. Very just like clear display of his penis.
Yeah. We should say the movie for this take, of course. Sandra's on Ricky Lake. She goes home to Texas. Harry Connick Jr. is,
I guess when we're assessing like real contractor. People's penises, we're not, we can't. It's not on us to like judge them or assess them in any way, but I will say though, like if anyone else out there is like an amateur Bingus Butcher,
yeah,
it's sort of like Mr. Butt. In.
So wait, what are you saying? So we don't have a line in the, normally the Bingus Butchers, we just assess the how long that dong.
Well, I think in literature often they like talk around how big the like male love interest penis is. In the movies, especially this one, you can just really see his penis most of the movie.
Okay, perfect. So it's really...
So I think in sort of like the same capacity that like Mr. Butt might point out a butt.
Right.
I think amateur Bingus Butchers out there may want to check out Hope Floats if they're hoping to...
Okay.
Like,
get a
assess.
Sense. How long that dong.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not on us to say. You know, we're just sort of like, at this point, we're like rangers.
Okay. It's...
Scouts.
Great. So if you could give us the minute mark of the outline.
Do we just want to take it from the top again? Or
yeah, should we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take four. We really don't have a lot of time. Don't talk about Harry Connick Jr.'s... Here are the notes. Don't talk about Harry Connick Jr.'s penis. Be nice about the movie and be emotional when we get to the part where the mom dies. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to The Strange Bedfellows.
The mom is awful. Here's my bird of the week. 8:53. Sandra Bullock has just been broken up with and her life destroyed on live television as everyone was like screaming at her.
I should say we're watching Hope Floats this week. Pennywise is in it and it's directed by Captain America from Ghost Dog. And on Ricky Lake, she goes home to her mom in Texas. And then what happens with the mom?
Well, she dies. But first, she at the 8:53 mark, Sandra's walking into like her house with her daughter who just lost her father, you know?
Yeah.
And she looks like shit, but it's Sandy, so like...
She looks great for someone who looks like shit. The mom says something.
They want us
it.
To believe she looks like shit. And at the 8:53 mark, they have a whole exchange. It's my burn of the week, where she says...
Bird, do you take up drinking?
And she says...
No, I have not.
She says...
You mean this is you still sober? You look just awful.
She says...
Well, I feel awful, Mama.
She says...
Well, you look it.
And they just keep going back and forth like that.
Well, I feel it. Well... You look it.
God, such good writing, Steve.
Okay, remember, be nice about the movie. And
I'm just saying, it's my burn of the week. It's really good, funny.
This point in the film, the mom is fine. And no reason to expect that anything bad might happen to her. She's hale and she's hearty and she's doing a good job of
she's trying... full of little,
Actually, you know what? She's doing
sayings. Little
I'm going to take this back.
Quotes.
She's doing a bad job.
Yeah, she's sort of mean.
From moment one, Sandra has just been embarrassed on live TV. Everyone in the town knows about it because all the townspeople keep coming up to her being like, oh, I saw it. I have it on like DVR.
Bobby Claire Akins.
Patterson now.
Oh, great.
How are you? I heard about your sad news. How Bill could humiliate you like that in front of the entire world is just beyond me. We have a satellite dish, so we got to see it twice, once Central, once Mountain. You poor thing.
So yeah. I watch it like every day. And Sandra's mom keeps on coming into her room and being like, what the hell, Sandra? Why don't you just get over it?
Yeah, get over it.
You know, crying over it won't make it clean. Life just goes on and you gotta move along with it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, her literally get out of bed, get over life it. Fell apart.
She does sort of hit a pretty bad skid.
Yeah.
We should also say that, so her daughter's life is absolutely destroyed. She was there in the audience when it happened.
She wants to be with daddy.
Dumped in the middle of nowhere in Texas. The streets are
the
literally
are
like
so
not even paved.
Yeah.
Kids are all mean to her. There's one who's just like awful to her, beats her up. Although, I didn't really understand that scene.
Yeah, I didn't.
Maybe
totally
they just
get
zoomed
it.
Out for the beating up, but it seemed like
I think
the
she
mean
just
girl
gets beat up.
Caught her.
Yeah,
she puts her arms up, and then the mean girl just sort of like walks away. Did you get that impression?
There's a message of this movie that's kind of like we all float down here, where it's like the things that you expect Forrest Whitaker to do. You know, there's this whole thing where that she like accidentally hits this mean girl with the volleyball. The mean girl's like, "I'm gonna get you," and then like later in the movie, the mean girl does get her.
Yeah.
But then that's that. There's not like I expected
they don't really like
her to
really
like
happens with it.
To like fight back or like it's just like no, she got beat up at school. Like hope doesn't always float. Like
not always.
Sometimes
yeah.
it just like you know, it's like underwater for a while and you think it's not coming back up.
Her life is a mess. So you're already sort of like you're on edge watching this, right?
Yeah.
You're like, this sucks. I hope this picks up. Because like right now I'm just watching sort of like a pretty devastating movie about like people who are in like a really bummer situation.
Yeah.
And they move in with grandma, who's like a breath of fresh air, right?
Yeah.
And who else is there? It's a little boy whose mother abandoned him. And it's Sandra Bullock's sister is the mother.
Yeah.
She's moved to Hollywood to become an actress. She doesn't want to have a little boy anymore. So the yeah. little boy has moved in with grandma.
Yeah.
And he's eagerly waiting mom's invite out to Hollywood, which will never come.
We all float down here.
So that hurts. That one's bad.
Can I cast briefly some aspersions on the mom, who is otherwise like pretty likable? And again, at this point in the movie, seems fine.
Yeah, I would say at this point. I mean, there is one part where she's like...
Oh, she has like trouble breathing a little bit?
Yeah, sort of like an episode.
But she's fine. She seems fine. And I think at
this
point...
She's really eager to like...
If I were watching the movie,
she's really eager
way.
To pair Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah,
who I think is like a failed farmer.
He's a failed architect. Let me put it this
failed
way:
failed architect.
If I were watching the movie and I were at this point in the movie, and yeah. you were to say to me, "Everything seem okay about the mom?" I would say, "Yes, I think she's fine."
Fine.
That's what I'll say.
Mom's like a taxidermist. It's like weird. She like, oh, there's this like. Interesting decision that Forrest Whitaker makes where every time he like introduces one particular piece
yeah.
from the mom's taxidermy collection called Scaredy Cats. It's two cats who have sort of been put in like petticoats, I think they're called.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
And then like posed like they're afraid. And Forrest Whitaker makes a really interesting decision where every time they talk about that piece, which is a lot,
yeah,
they'll zoom in on it and play this like cat yowl like 10 times as loud as anything else in the film.
You see those? They're scaredy cats. You get it? Your grandpa and I made a fortune off of them. Birdie, lock the door. You want to be murdered in your bed?
Don't worry, sweetheart. If they bite you, they got rubber teeth.
Grandma kill those animals herself.
No, honey. They come here already dead.
So the mom is fine. Sandra gets a job at a creepy photo man's outlet. And he seems funny and charming, but then he reveals that like he wants her to keep any naked photos.
Yeah.
Occasionally we get pictures of a somewhat questionable nature.
Naked pictures?
Oh, we never comment on them. We just hand them over as if we hadn't seen the thing.
I understand, Mr. Davis.
But first, we make a copy, and we put them in the second drawer under the counter. And you can have a look anytime you want. Just don't take any of them home with you.
Oh, all right.
You can sit down right there. Birdie Calvert. Oh, I bet the customers will stand in line to see you again.
Which is pretty, like, Pennywise energy.
It is Pennywise energy. It's a dark town. It's like a Stephen King town. Yeah. Like, everyone has, like, a dark side, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, this is where we keep the naughty pictures. She can't leave well. I think this is, like, I assume this is, like, a time-honored tradition of all, like, photo men.
Yeah.
But she can't keep her mouth shut. She immediately, like, gets drunk and tells everyone in the town, like, she's all seen their nudes.
Boy, if I believe everything I saw down at the photo shop... I believe Miss Bobby Claire got herself some new titties. I'm in doubt. You know, I got one word for y'all. Polaroid. Polaroid. Oh, come on. Bobby Claire, don't leave. Come on, you won.
Come on now, Birdie. Take it easy, okay?
Oh, man. Que sera, sera, people.
She's a mess. This movie's...
She's a mess in this one.
I had a really good time watching this movie, and I'm having a lot
of
fun.
Okay, you're on thin ice. We don't have time. We'll just have to do a half episode if we have to start again, but I fucking will.
The girl gets beat up.
So far, the mom is fine.
Or something. Something happens.
I think she gets beat up.
Like an event kind of transpires. She doesn't look beat up in any kind of way.
You know what she reminded me of? Have you seen Practical Magic? What Sandra did reminded me of? Have you seen Practical Magic?
I have.
Remember how when Mark Feuerstein dies, hashtag justice for Mark Feuerstein, hashtag release the Feuerstein cut?
Yeah.
She like can't get out of bed and her daughter has to be like, please get out of bed, Sandra Bullock. I have to go to school.
Yeah. She doesn't do that in this one.
It's the same though.
It's the same setup, like, but this time she's like, I'm not going to get up and take you to school.
Your father, Bernice, I just got off the phone with him. Do you know what he said to me? He said, I'm sorry you're taking this so hard. I'm sorry you can't get out of bed, but we have a daughter to take care of. What did you say to him?
Nothing. It wasn't bad. I just said you were sad. We both are. That's
that
all.
That is our business. That's not his business. Besides, we're not sad. We're fine.
We are not. You don't care about me. Don't ask me about school. You don't even make breakfast for me. You promised Daddy you'd take care of me.
I promised Daddy. Well, you know what? Bernice, Daddy promised me the world. And Daddy didn't honor his promise. And I will break every promise I make to your Daddy, all right?
Okay, Bernice, stop it. That's enough now.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same, except this time she doesn't get up to take her to school. She's like, no, I'm like,
go to school, I'm grieving. Get beat up.
Yeah, go to school, get beat up.
But I think her daughter getting beat up is kind of finally what snaps her out of it, because she does manage to, and God bless her, what is this, 1998? This is maybe one of the earliest ones. She does manage to get a pretty gratuitous dance scene in.
She does pull it off, thank God.
Because her daughter gets beat up, and she kind of puts on, like, I guess she's meant to look like a
Pippi
hillbilly.
Longstocking.
Pippi Longstocking. She's sort of missing a tooth.
She's dressed up as...
I thought she was sort of like an...
This is... So, folks, listeners who don't have kids, you won't know this, but Tanner and I both have kids, and so other parents will relate to this. If your kid ever gets beat up at school because you, like, drank too much the night before because you were sad about your ex and then
didn't take
her to school and didn't, like, listen to her
I was drinking,
when she said that...
The rest of it's relatable.
A girl at her school was bullying her. The way to make it up to her is dress up like Pippi Longstocking.
Ignore her feelings. Minimize her feelings.
And do an embarrassing dance.
Do an embarrassing dance, not just for her daughter, but for me. And yeah. I've had to watch you do it many times now, Sandra. You don't know it yet. And then make everyone else do it, too. And it's just awful. Sorry. God. I guess we have to...
Yep. Take five for help floats. We only have this set for another 30 minutes, but we'll just try to get it all in one take, and go. Hello and welcome to Strange Bedfellows. Pennywise is in this one. Of course, she's on Ricky Lake and Forrest Whitaker from Ghost Dog. If the mom is fine, obviously, and Bird Box?
Well into it, even at the hour mark, she's in this bad dance scene.
Yes.
I can say the scene is bad.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And yes, and of course, a lot of people don't know this about the film. It was directed by Captain America. What else should we say?
Well, hope floats, no notes. Do you want my meme of the week?
Tell me.
Meme of the week. Harry Connick Jr. asks Sandra out to dance.
Yeah.
That's what you do in a small Texas town. You lived in Texas.
I did, yeah. It's a lot like that. And actually, true story, while we were watching Hope Floats the other night, Sarah was like, a lot of people who watch this are going to think that this is like a stereotype of Texas, but like, this is literally what Texas is like. Like, they go to like a hoedown. And it's like, yeah, no, that's, I've been to like a surprising number of hoedowns since I lived in Texas. Like, they just do that shit. It's fun. I'm into it. It's fun. It is kind of cool.
He says to her at the 1 hour, 3 minute and 12 second mark.
And the mom is fine at this point, we should say. Seems fine.
Is she?
Yes. Totally fine.
Dancing is just like a conversation.
Justin, I can't dance anymore. I can't.
Dancing's just a conversation between two people. Talk to me.
Talk with me.
You know what I think that's a reference to?
I think it's a reference to when Garth Brooks joined Facebook and it was a smash viral sensation. Everyone, like, I think it was sort of like a hashtag cringe thing for a lot of people. But for me, I think it's a very, like, endearing and cute. I think it's kind of cute.
Okay, you've sent me.
Do you want to watch it?
Not really. Do I have to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. So you may as well.
So we're going to watch it. Here's what Garth... Well, this is real-time commentary when... Garth Brooks joins
November
Facebook.
11th, 2014.
He looks like
Garth
shit.
Brooks has joined Facebook.
Well, I guess it's official.
He's got a post called hashtag friends in new places.
But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation.
Why does he look so bad?
I like that.
He looks great.
But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me. And I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case...
He's in a hotel room.
Hotel room.
Yeah.
When I think about things I want to post, I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Slick stuff.
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this.
This is raw.
This is just who I am.
Wow.
So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Kind of Pennywise energy coming from Garth Brooks here.
I think it's great.
Can I throw this a like? Will I get like flagged if I throw this a like?
No, I think it's fine.
I'm going to throw this a like. Me and 81,000 other people.
And I say, let the conversation begin, which is essentially what Harry Connick Jr. said in this scene. That's why it's my meme of the week.
I like turtles.
Do you think it's cool enough now? If I went on Facebook now and basically posted that verbatim, would that be cool? Like, hey guys, I just want this to be a conversation. I'm going to break down the walls. I'm going to post cool stuff. Slick
do it on threads.
I'll do it on threads.
Make that, have that be your threads intro.
If I do that as my threads intro, will you
rent a hotel?
Like it and rethread it?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. I'll work
on
put on
like
it.
A hat.
Yeah.
This is good. I'll do it too. We'll do a trend. It'll be like how you join threads.
That's pretty, we could start something here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question before we go to break. How tight do you like to get tucked in?
I'll think about it, I guess.
Cause she, it's at the 1 hour and 28 minute mark. Mommy, who's fine, absolutely fine. Grandma, who's fine at this
point. 1 hour and 28 minute mark? She's still fine? How long was this
movie?
She's
fine at this point. But she tucks in that girl so tight.
You want me to tuck you in? Yeah. How tight?
Tight.
Okay. No, there's a bug in the rug. You're so much like your mama, she used to love me to tuck her in real tight.
Oh, yeah, she really does. She says snug as a bug in a rug.
And she says how tight you like to be tucked in, and then she just like fucking like wraps her up like it's like a dead body.
We don't have any safe words here.
Yeah.
Cremates her.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back.
She dies, by the way, the grandma.
Okay, well, when we come back.
It's like moments later.
Literally.
Oh, it's literally moments later. Because like Sandra Bullock walks in and she's like, oh, sorry I was out late. I was like dry humping Harry Connick Jr. to a Garth Brooks song.
Okay.
And then they hear a crash, and it's in slow motion for some bizarre reason.
Okay.
It's
get
a
it
teacup
out now.
Falling, get and it shatters.
Get it out now, because none of this is going in. We're starting from the beginning again after the break. Get it out now. That's fine.
And she's dead.
Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to start again, so none of you have heard any of this. So it's just going to be a short episode. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here. I'm excited to tell you about a little money-making project that Evil Tanner and I are cooking up called WetterHelp. It's basically the same concept as our sponsors, BetterHelp, but we're not going to run into any copyright problems this time because WetterHelp does everything our competitors do, but we do it soggier, damper, and with a 100% moistness guarantee, or your money back. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. But if you want to get absolutely drenched, BetterHelp has literally nothing to offer you. At WetterHelp, we'll spray you down with a hose, steep you for a full half hour in the most sodden, saturated slop we can find, and then throw you in a lake. The only thing BetterHelp can do is find you a therapist to work through your stuff in a way that will help you face the world and practice self-care, all while completely bone dry. If you want to develop self-awareness that helps you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, or find a healthy balance in your relationships with other people in your life, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime...
Tanner! I just don't think this one works. Tanner!
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/bedfellows. Hello and welcome to the Strange Bedfellows. It's me here with Pennywise, and we are directed this week by Forrest Whitaker's guest directing, and guess who's in it? Bird Box from this one. And, well, hope does float, and we all float down here, and the mom
and
is
I say,
fine.
If, If this is a conversation,
yeah,
let the conversation begin.
Let the conversation begin. Mommy's fine, but there's been a crash, hasn't there? Been a big crash.
Mama, what's wrong? Mama?
And we should say, first of all, Sandra is on Ricky Lake, and then she goes back to live with Mommy.
Forrest makes some really interesting decisions. This is the year before he's in Ghost Dog. It really sort of like takes off there. Years before he played Saw Gerrera in Rogue One, I would say sort of his most notable role, in our household at least.
And Harry Connick's in it. What's he wearing below the waist? I don't know. I didn't look. And is she falling for him? Yeah, I took a peek. It's fucking packing down there.
Forrest makes some really interesting choices.
We should say Captain America
and Steven Rogers, Captain America.
Yeah.
The teacup falls.
Yeah, teacup falls.
About an hour and a half into the movie.
Yeah.
Almost. I would say maybe the
20
end
minutes
of Act
left.
One.
And okay, sure. Yeah. End of Act.
Kind
one.
Of the end of Act One. Hour and a half in.
It's a two-act movie. They do the first act in about 80 minutes, and then the second-act movie is kind of just cleaning up the mess at the end.
I would say it's like a five-act movie.
Yeah. They do a lot of acts after this, because Mommy dies. Grandma dies.
Mommy dies, but that's just sort of the beginning, because at the funeral, Daddy shows back up.
Oh, yeah, and he looks good.
Looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks really good. He's having a good face day.
He's come with divorce papers.
Yeah.
Sorry your mom died. Here's some divorce papers.
He's not very nice.
You're sort of reeling off of that hit. You're like, oh, wow, that like sucks. Like, oh, and he sends away his daughter. His daughter's like, I'm going with you. And he's like, no, you're not. Like, I don't love you.
Bernice? I'm going with my daddy.
Bernice? What do you think you're doing?
I'm going with you.
Honey, that's impossible.
But I'm going with you.
No, you've got to stay here with your mama. Bertie, you going to help me out here?
You told me you wanted me with you, remember?
Listen, honey, I've got to go. Now, don't do this to yourself, okay? Don't make a scene. Now, go on back inside. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go make a new family with my wife, and I can't have you be a part of that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oof, this is rough. And they're like, all right, let's cut the tension. Harry Connick Jr., the little boy, surely they're going to have some fun stuff to say.
Yeah.
He got like a telegram. That's silly. We can have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Telegram wasn't for him. It was from his mom, but it was to Bird Box.
Yeah.
His mom doesn't think of him or love him and is never going to come claim him. And he has lost his one anchor in this world, his grandmother. Yeah,
that's right.
And the movie just wanted to sort of like remind us of that.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And it's pretty fucked
fun
up.
Fun movies.
Yes.
Captain America.
Captain America did this one. I was thinking that what we should do this week, maybe instead of the blurb betterers, is a little name generator, kind of along the same lines.
Okay. Let the conversation begin.
And I guess it's from the point of view of Captain America's daughter from President America. And the name generator
is development.
Yeah. What did your mammy used to say? And here's what Birdie from Bird Box says in this one. She says,
that's what Mama used to say. She said, beginnings are scary, endings are usually sad, but it's the middle that counts the most. You need to remember that when you find yourself at the beginning. Just give hope a chance to float up. And it will, too.
And that's fine, but I thought we could fix it.
Okay.
For ourselves.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, just going to pull up a note here.
So what's the theme? Kind of hope floating?
Yeah, we can keep some hope float. Basically, it's just an inspirational thing that for our movie or for our mammy or whatever that we can put on like a... I don't know, like a probably a cross stitch that we would put in our house.
I love it. I love it. A little saying.
So she starts with beginnings are scary. What about if we cut to the chase and say Bird Box is scary?
Bird Box is definitely scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to watching it next week. This being a spiritual sequel, squeakle.
Yeah, Bird Box is scary. And then she says,
You know what the scariest part about Bird Box is?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, the Bird Box can happen at any time. Like, fearful, like, you have to be fearful in day, and even, like, the maniacs are, like, outraging at night.
Not if you're blindfolded, though, right?
No. Yeah, they don't really get into what Bird Box... Oh, well, I won't spoil it.
So you could just wear a blindfold and there's nothing scary at all.
Yeah, but how are you going to get around with a blindfold on? You ever think about that?
Yeah, I guess especially in a boat, huh?
All right, go ahead.
Bird Box is scary. You happy with that?
Bird Box is scary.
Do you want to say birds are scary?
Do I think birds are scary? Sometimes there's a path near my house that I walk on, and sometimes if I walk on it at like dusk, owls will sit on the branches hanging over the path and like... make a sound at you that sounds like something dying. It's like,
okay, that's scary.
And it's just because they're mad at you. Like, get out of here, I'm hunting.
Okay, I think we're going to make this our own. And then when we sell the cross stitch of it, no one's going to know that it's kind of stolen from Bird Box. So we're going to say, owls are scary. Mm-hmm. I think owls are birds.
Are they?
No, owls or birds. Do you want owls or birds for this? Do you want the specificity of the owl, or do you want to start with birds are scary?
I think that's my story, you know? I don't know if other people have. I know, like, in like, Sydney, Australia, they're afraid of, like, a kind of bird that, like, swoops at them.
Okay, so everybody's scared of different birds, and maybe that's
Everyone's got, like, a bird they're afraid of.
All right, I'm going to start with, I think birds are scary is good. That kind of captures it. And then the next line that Bertie Pruitt says is, endings are usually sad.
Okay.
So...
is the ending sad in this one? Sort of a neutral ending in this one.
No, I think it's pretty happy. I think her and
Harry
Connick...
the grandmother has died.
Yeah. There's some...
the deadbeat mom is still a deadbeat. Harry Connick is still, like, a washed-up, failed architect.
Yeah.
She's still, like, penniless and, like, presumably fired from the photo mat.
Yeah, she definitely deserves to lose her job.
Sort of a bad ending. They got in what I would call in the Silent Hill sense... bad ending.
Okay, look, we've got the first line of this, and I think this is going to make a really nice cross stitch. Birds are scary, and then something is usually something.
So something is usually.
I guess we want to say something that's usually sad.
Oh, okay. Hope Floats was usually pretty sad. I would say one moment if you were to like tune into Hope Floats, it's pretty sad.
Yeah. What else is sad?
Divorce.
Divorce
you can probably,
is pretty
like,
sad.
Probably drop some statistics in, I guess.
Oh, what about this? Birds are scary, comma, the divorce rate in America is out of control.
That's good. Because it's got a little like, I'm mad about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, someone should be doing something about this.
Yeah, that's good. The divorce rate in America is
Why
out
people,
of
like,
control.
Going to church, you know?
And then she says, but it is the middle that counts the most. So
that
what counts
make a lot
the
of
most?
Sense to me.
The count.
The what?
The count. Counts the most.
Well, my son's been watching a BBC show called Number Blocks.
Okay.
They do a lot of counting.
More than the count?
They're all numbers.
Yeah. Oh, so they're like counting themselves.
They're like in it, yeah.
So that's
they're
like
sort of immersed in it.
That's the equivalent of if you made a movie about people and they just went around going, people, 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 people.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I realize now, like, Miles is, like, in the Matrix when he watches Number Blocks, because he's, like, he's just watching, like, the very, like, makeup of everything we know.
Yeah.
Sort of, like, in their element.
That's
in
crazy.
In their space.
Wow.
The numbers.
What about this? Birds are scary, the divorce rate in America is out of control, but it's Dracula who counts the most.
I think that is...
because then it's like a pun on count.
Can I say this? I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, but doesn't
I
make any sense.
I think it's lore-wise might not be accurate to the count, like what the count's like thing was.
Okay.
I don't think he's Dracula. I think he's the count.
We can lose counts the most if you want, but we might be moving too far afield from this quote.
What was the middle? What was it?
But it is the middle that counts the most. That's something that... I think that's what Mammy says, what Grandma says before she gets fucking murked by Sandra Bullock. And that, guess what? That's her, in her death count. Yes, she wouldn't have died so young if she didn't have to deal with, like, a daughter who is completely fucked up her life.
Should we bring it back to birds?
Okay. Oh, counting crows.
Perfect. Adam Duritz.
But it's Adam Duritz who counts the most.
Yeah.
Who counts the crows.
Counts the crows.
There it is. And that actually fits with the scanning, too. Okay, so
yeah,
this
I
is,
love that.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to look good on, like, a poster.
So we just need one more line here. The next line is, you need to remember, they put a in this inspirational quote that I've pulled off of a site called It's a Southern Thing. They, for some reason, put a
this movie had big It's a Southern Thing energy.
Yeah. they randomly put a full stop in the middle of this sentence. But
it
doesn't.
Thing.
Yeah. So we're going to skip that.
What's the story with this movie? God, how did this like...
No. Stay with me. You need to remember that when you find yourself at the beginning, just give hope a chance to float up, and it will.
What does that even fucking mean, Captain America? Okay. So.
And you know what's funny? I found another... I wanted to fact check this thing from It's a Southern Thing, and I found it on Goodreads under... Steve Rogers quotes.
It's like, I'll get you, Red Skull, and...
yeah. And we all float down here.
All right. Well, how do we better this bit?
Okay. So, you need to remember that when you find yourself at the beginning, just give hope...
You don't need to do anything, first of all.
Okay. What about... Let's start it that way, because that fixes it. You don't need to do anything, but... You don't,
yeah, that's good.
It's also kind of passive aggressive in a way that I like for a cross stitch. You don't need to do anything, but
yep.
You don't need to do anything. To do, shall I put that in italics too? Anything.
Yeah. I don't think you want that attitude, that expressiveness.
But, when you find yourself in the sewer, remember just
yeah. I think that's good. When you find yourself in Pennywise's lair, remember.
We all float down here.
That's good. Sort of becomes more about Pennywise than Hope Floats. But you know what? That's fine, because this movie was a real piece of...
Okay. Take six. It's Jack. It's Tanner. Captain America. And, of course, Pennywise is in this one. The mom does die.
I loved it. I thought it was great. You know, it won a Grammy.
Didn't it?
For...
A lot of people really like this movie. I want
to
read
this... Feel My Love.
By Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Okay, can I read this back to you? Tell me if it sounds good. Tell me if you would cross-stitch this and put it on your wall, and then we can sell it as merch.
Written by Bob Dylan. When You Love Someone by Brian Adams. That was a scorcher.
What you heard just there was me doing deep breathing exercises.
Oh, I thought you were playing... When You Love Someone by Brian Adams. That's on the soundtrack. That one's good. Soundtrack's good. Open face compliment sandwich on this one. Soundtrack of the movie's great.
Great. Can I say it?
I had to find something nice to say.
May I say it? Tell Please. Me if this works. Tell me if we got something here.
Yeah.
I think it's inspiration. Birds are scary. The divorce rate in America is out of control. But it is Adam Duritz who counts the crows. You don't need to do anything. But when you find yourself in Pennywise's lair, remember, we all float down here.
Cross-stitch that, you hang it on a wall in like a sunroom.
Yeah.
People look at that and they're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Just like this fucking movie.
Okay, take seven. Pennywise did this one. The mom dies, and Tanner, I'd like for you to leave.
Fine.
Arbiter Tanner, it's nice to see you here.
I've never been pulled through so willingly before.
Yeah.
It's like the bubble, like, yanked me through.
Tanner and I were having a little bit of a tiff.
Okay. What'd you watch this week?
It's Hope Floats this week. Don't you too. Unfortunately, we can't go back and do take eight. So we're going to have to leave that in. This is a hit segment where we talk about the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film. It's called On the One Hand. And I've pulled some positive reviews of the film for our sub-segment within a segment that's called, very confusingly, On the One Hand. And
Not
here
that confusing.
Is the first of the two positive reviews that I've pulled. It's from Anonymous.
Parts of this movie were certainly given.
Who gave this film 5 stars on September 18th, 2009, with the following review. mine and Brian's fave movie.
Who's Brian?
Yeah, stop. That's what I wanted to know, too.
Who's Brian?
Who's Brian?
Let's dig in. Who'd you say they were? What's
Anonymous.
Their name?
It's from someone from the Hacker Collective. Anonymous. But you know what? I think our next review is going to shed some light on this, and so we can work backwards from that, if you'll be willing to let me give it to you. Okay.
Yeah.
The second positive review is also from someone in the Hacker Collective, Anonymous, who gave this film 5 stars on July 16th, 2009, same year, with the following review. Best movie ever made. Great cast, music, and plot. And then all caps, loved it, Shadow.
The Hedge.
Well, how? I think
the hedgehog.
If you'll take a leap with me, I think this review is written by Brian.
Oh, it's sort of like Vlog Brothers. Like they're kind of having like a little bit of like a thing back and forth between in the comments of Rotten Tomatoes.
So now we've got maybe enough context clues that we can triangulate on who Brian is. We know that Shadow wrote the first review.
Brian with an I or a Y?
It's an I.
There is a Brian the Hedgehog.
Is there?
It does look like it's a fan kind of creation.
Okay, and is it like NSFW?
Here we go. So I've cracked it. I've blown the lid wide open.
Yeah.
It's Brian Drummond.
Okay.
Canadian voice actor who did the voice of Knuckles in Sonic Underground.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and they do that thing that like theater kids would always do when they were like in a play where they would call each other by the name
by
of like
names.
The part they were playing in the play.
Yeah. Brian Drummond, voice of Knuckles. These two are having it out in the comments here. What was his thing again? What was his review?
Best movie ever made, great cast, music, and plot. Loved it, Shadow!
I agree on the music, 100%.
Okay, this is a segment within a segment where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. It's called On the Fence Hand, also somewhat confusingly.
Not really confusing.
The first middling review is from Anonymous, who gave this film 2 stars on February 1st, 2017, with the following review. It's a good movie to watch.
Okay, I'm going to reserve judgment until I hear some more.
That's it. It's a weird thing to say.
I will say I disagree. I'll say I disagree.
You can't. Arbiter Tanner, you weren't here. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I sat Tanner down before this, and we had to talk about it. Because a lot of people like this.
People in the past like this one?
A lot of people love this movie. In fact, a lot of people on Rotten Tomatoes love it. It's got a very large gulf between the critics' tomato meter.
Cult hit.
And the people loved this.
There's
the critics,
a cult hit. Luckily, that cult has been snuffed out by the time.
Critics, not so much.
The future.
I'll say
future,
what Roger Ebert says. And Roger Ebert says, Hope Floats is a turgid melodrama with the emotional range of a sympathy card.
Sounds like he loved it.
I think that one sniper's assassin bullet from Roger Ebert was all it took to tank the Rotten Tomatoes review ranking for this. They're like, okay, Roger, tell us what you
all
really
right.
think. That's what Anonymous says. It's a good movie to watch. I just think it's a weird thing to say in general in a review, and it's a super weird thing to say in a 2-star review. That's all. That's why I included it. My final review in our On the Fence Hand segment is from Alex K., and I think we've seen him before, Alex Keaton from Family Ties.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of want to get to the bottom of this man, but I don't know that we can. Alex K. gave this film 2 stars... on August 6, 2013, and I think when I read his review to you, you may be reminded of some of his previous reviews. But here's what Alex K. says of this film with his 2-star review.
Guys.
And it's in title case. My favorite film is 1941's Citizen Kane. Because last time he said it was something else.
What did he go back to his profile?
I can link you to his profile, but it only shows the movies he's reviewed. Rotten Tomatoes is extremely broken.
Don't you say that. They are for our fucking bread and butter, okay?
It's an extremely busted website. I will link you to his profile.
I'm going to have to sit you down and talk about not bad-mouthing Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll say now so that we can just finish up on Alex Keaton. I did not collect an On the Other Hand this week, and there's a reason. It's because 100% of the negative reviews of this film, 100% said, you know what else floats? Poop. Literally 100%. Of the 1-star reviews for this film on Rotten Tomatoes say exactly that.
So, ooh, hilarious.
Yeah. So I didn't bother because I don't think people should be crass and mean about a movie that a lot of people really love.
Schindler's List. Let's go see if we can find Alex P's because I've seen that Alex P has reviewed Schindler's List.
It's Alex K.
Alex K.
So it looks like we pulled an Alex K quote for Practical Magic.
Do you think he's doing Summer of Sandra?
His 2-star review on August 6, 2013 of Practical Magic, which was episode 2 weeks ago. 1933's King Kong is my 9th favorite film of all time.
Oh, we have to track this. Okay, so what do we have now? Let me open up a new doc here. Alex K. First favorite movie is Citizen Kane. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
9th favorite is...
You know what? Remember you said this is like the devil's Sudoku?
I said that.
Last time, because you were like, oh, this feels like a Sudoku, but I don't have any other data points to figure it out when he said the thing about King Kong. But now we have these data points, because look, in 2012, he wrote a review of Notting Hill, where he says, my favorite comedy film is 1933's Duck Soup. And that's all in title case. He's telling us something through these comments. But Rotten Tomatoes doesn't want you to track him down.
I think it's our maybe
solemn duty.
Duty to do it.
Yeah.
I think maybe if we can like mostly focus on, and I don't think we can do it now. I think it would be irresponsible to do it now. I have to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Do we think he's done any other, like, can we just really quickly take a look to see if he's done any other Sandra movies?
Yeah, I've got his profile.
Because if we can just like dive into one more Sandra movie and maybe see something. Oh, he did not like Tolkien.
He has reviewed Citizen Kane and King Kong.
Look, I'm far enough back that I'm seeing a review on Disney's live action Dumbo. He gave it 2 stars. He said, 1940s Fantasia is my 10th favorite film of all time. So let's get that down here. 10th favorite.
This guy is, he's like the fucking Riddler.
On A Dog's Journey, he rated it 2 stars. He says, my favorite American dog breed of all time is American Golden Retriever.
This guy is just multitudes.
So I'm tracking that.
Wow.
Golden Retriever. I think we're going to get to something here. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it's dark.
Yeah, it might be dark. We don't have time to look into it. Arbiter Tanner, I'll let you go. I guess I don't need to hear what you think about these reviews.
I like the bad one. I like the one that they didn't like it. I like the one about poop floating too.
Okay, goodbye. Tanner, it's so good to see you back. I never thought I'd say that, but it is nice. Arbiter Tanner and I were having a little bit of a tiff. We have to go. I will say that there's a kind of a fun but also weird thing at the end of the movie where Sandra is in the photo studio.
Anything interesting come in while I was at lunch?
No, sir.
And she's like looking through photos.
Oh no. Look at these. Birdie?
No, what is wrong with this stupid machine?
And then...
God, I'm telling you,
One of the photos is a photo of Harry Connick Jr. standing next to his car outside the photo studio, and she looks up, and it's a photo of now. When you love someone, how did he do that? You'll do
anything. Okay, Mama, stop pushing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That sort of baked my noodle a little bit.
That's fucking crazy. It's like Mulholland Drive.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today. Tanner has to go on vacation. I have to go pick up my child. I almost forgot. So I will just quickly say thank you, Tanner, for, thank you for being my friend. I would like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bug Babies for bearing with us this week. Tough one in some ways. We had to do a lot of takes. You probably only heard about 20
really
minutes
short.
Of it.
Sorry, it was such a short one.
Largely, and
I guess you didn't hear a lot of it, but mostly Jack's fault, tech stuff.
I would like to tell everyone that you've got to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast, and join our Facebook group. I would also like to say that this week we watched film. It was called Hope Floats. Next week, it's Demolition Man. I'm calling it. We're doing it.
I thought we were
it's
watching Bird Box.
Demolition Man next week. And all
well, luckily,
that remains
the Summer of Sandra
is for me to say
on.
That... Summer of Sandra continues, and I have been this week, Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Santa Greenrig.
And I hope that you find your sappily ever after.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the